recently we had a meeting in the Douglas Daily of the Douglas Daily region growers to establish the NT Cotton Growers Association with a view to expanding a cotton industry up here in the north. And it's, I should say that it's not limited to farmers from the Douglas Daily. We welcome anybody who has an interest in cotton to come and join us and discuss what we think is going to be, you know, a viable industry for the north.
So what will be the main focus of your activities with this new group?
The NT Cotton Growers will be a collaborative organisation. We'll certainly will initially be aiming to share information with each other, and it will give us a vehicle by which we can approach differing government departments for some help in developing the industry across the north.
And in terms of some of the key projects that you'll kick off with, do you have much of a sense what the first sort of projects and steps that you'll take as a group will be?
No, not yet. But look, obviously, a major one is the establishment of a cotton gin in the region, whether that's in Katherine or in Darwin, or even the talk about the gin being built in Kununurra. Certainly, it's going to play a vital role in the development of the industry across the north.
Now, there's certainly been plenty of interest in the cotton crops, but in terms of farmers wanting to sign up for this group, how much interest have you had and whereabouts has that come from?
Initially, the Douglas Daily region, obviously at Tipperary, we're part of that region, and it's easier at this stage for me to get around and talk to my neighbours. The guys throughout the Douglas Daily region are really quite keen, and we've got about 12 people interested so far. It stretches as far as Katherine, and I'm sure that we're getting interest from further afield now as well.
So will that include interstate potentially, or will they have to be in the territory to be part of this group?
Well, I think by definition we'll be NT cotton growers, and the full voting members will be growers, and then we're looking to have associate members as well. So if anybody would like to come along and join us, then in the future we will have that capacity available. But I should say that the NT cotton growers are happy to form an alliance right across the north of Australia, extending into Kununurra and Georgetown in North Queensland. So, we're all in it together, and we think we can establish an industry right across the north.
Well, just on that, in terms of how this group might interact with NT farmers, Cotton Australia, how will that work?
Yeah, Cotton Australia is going to play a vital role in helping us become more established. Cotton Australia will be probably the public face of cotton growing as they are in the south. They will be in the north. And the NT farmers, we will work closely with NT farmers once again as we need to speak with government agencies.
And while we've got you, a couple of weeks ago we saw the cotton trials being harvested, which is very exciting for everyone involved. It does take a bit of time to crunch the numbers. Have you had much of an update on just how good the quality and the yields were from the trial just yet?
No, we don't have firm numbers yet, Tangan. We sent our first truckload away Thursday last week. That was delivered to the cotton gin at St George on Sunday. And so we won't get a gin run because they haven't finished ginning the cotton that was already in there from other growers in the south. So we don't have exact numbers just yet, but what I can tell you is that it's been a very promising result given the season that we've had, and promising enough that we're buoyed by the success that we've had, and we look to be going around again, doing it all again.
And so what will that next step be for you? What's the next step in the planning process for next year?
We'll be sitting around the table and discussing some numbers on hectares that we might grow to or expand to, and certainly we'll do at least the same area again, and we'll be looking to do it a little bit better than we did